Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on the radio station once again. And thank you to calling me to preach the gospel, most of all for saving my soul and giving me the free gift of eternal life. It's free. I tell you, it's something that he paid for. He gave his life on Calvary, and he paid the price for sin, that we wouldn't have to die in sin and go to hell. But he made the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by him. And if you'll come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I tell you, the Bible said he will not despise. I tell you, you'll find what you're looking for. You'll find what you need when you come unto him, because he's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can complete you and satisfy you. I tell you, today the people today are running in the world, and they're just running after sin because of the pleasure that's in sin. There's pleasure for sin for a season, and they run after it because of the fact they're looking for something to satisfy them. And it's not in the world. It's not in the sins of the world. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. We were all born in sin and shaped with iniquity. And from our mother's womb, we go forth speaking lies, and we need a Savior. We need to be forgiven. We need to be made complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, the Bible said when we're born in sin, we need a Savior, and we need to confess our sins to him, and we need to be honest with him and ask him to have mercy upon you and save you. And when you do, he'll save you, because he loves you. He cares for you. He loves you more than you ever know. He knows everything about you. And there's nothing hidden in his sight. There's nothing hidden that he don't see. And he knows everything about you, all that you've done. You just got to come unto him and open up your heart and listen to him and just be honest with yourself to the Lord. And when you do that, I promise you, you'll be satisfied. I tell you, that's what happened to me when I began to realize. I heard the word of God, and the man of God stood up and preached. And I wasn't but 8 years old. At that time, I was 6 years old. And I tell you, I didn't know a whole lot about anything. But I was a troubled little fella. I tell you, I just didn't know what to do, which way to turn. My dad was an alcoholic, and he didn't mean to do the things he did, but he was in a rage, a violent type of person, especially when he was drinking and carrying on. And he had other problems too, dope and things like that. And I tell you, he put our family in a bad position. And I tell you, it tormented our minds. It tore our nerves up, but because of the fact that the devil had a hold of his mind, he didn't want that. He just ran after sin. And when you run after sin, that's what happened. I tell you, you'll destroy everything around you. You destroy your family and your children, and I tell you, everything else. And so if you're today, you're drinking and you're carrying on, and I tell you today, you got to realize you're hurting your family. You're hurting those around about you. But God will help you, and God will save you, and he'll take that desire out of you to drink and to smoke and to do dope and anything else like that. I tell you, the Lord will take that out of you. You don't have to worry about going to these AAA meetings and the type of things that people do. And I tell you, they do to a certain extent some good. But I tell you, the real problem is you got to get down to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is sin. You got to see yourself as a sinner. You got to know that you're lost and hell bound, and know that you're not worthy to be saved. But you come to God like that, and you just pour out your heart to him like that, fall on your face, and get broken, contrite, and sorrowful, and real with the Lord, and you call on that name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. But it comes from a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It's not just one that says Jesus and just says the words. I tell you, it's got to come from the heart. You got to be broken, sorrowful. And if you'll do that, he'll save you. That's what repentance is all about. And that's what he did for me. I didn't know nothing about life, but I did know how to get saved because I was preached to. I went to church. My cousin came by to take us to church. We wasn't in church at the time. My dad was in prison at this time. And my mother, she was trying to raise us and work and do what she could. For at that time, it was four of us. And I tell you, we had our cousin. He came and he took us to church. And there was a true man of God that stood up. He was in his house, preaching in his house. And we went there up on the hill. It was a house up on the hillside there. And I tell you, we walked up that hill. We parked in the street. We walked up that hill and we went in that little house. And they had chairs set up. And right there in the living room, there wasn't no TV in there. There wasn't nothing like that. He didn't have a TV. I tell you, he was there, he was real, and I tell you, he's still living and preaching today. And I thank God for that. I'll never forget the one that spoke the truth to me and fed me with the Word of God, that gave me the words and convicted me that I would be saved. And that's what happened. I began to go, and I began to realize that's what I needed. I was broke. I tell you, I was broken, I was in a state that I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know how to explain myself or anything, but God knew everything about me. He knew what I was going through, and I couldn't put into words the things I was trying to say, but he already knew it. And I could come to him like that, and my heart was broken, and I just let my heart cry out to him. And when I did, I know I got saved, because I tell you, the change that took place in my life that day, right then and there, I tell you, there was a change that was wrought in my heart. I tell you, there was an operation of faith and a labor of love that took place in my heart. And the Lord just took that old spiritual knife and cut out that old evil heart of unbelief that I had. And he put a new heart within me, a heart of flesh, and put his Holy Spirit there. And I tell you, I've been walking in newness of life ever since. I tell you, ever since that conversion, I mean, he converted me. He made me new on the inside. And I had no hope. I couldn't do it on my own. I tell you, I couldn't just go and say a simple prayer just to be praying and be changed. No, it took the Holy Spirit of God to speak to me through the man of God. The Lord used that. The Holy Spirit used it. And the Lord began to call me and began to deal with me. And he saved me. He saved me young for a reason, because there was a great need for my family, to pray for my family. My mother got saved around the same time. I believe she got saved before I did. And my daddy got saved around that time too, when he was in prison. He got saved down in prison when he was calling on the Lord. And I tell you, that was a wonderful thing. That was because of prayer. The church was praying for our family, and the Lord knew what we need. And I'm so glad the Lord's merciful, and he hears and answers prayer. And the Lord began to save all three of us somewhere around the same time. And the Lord began to put his word in my heart. I can remember the day I got saved. I mean, I wanted to read my Bible. I wanted to study my Bible. And I wasn't but 8 years old, but I tell you, I began to read it. I couldn't read too much anything else. I couldn't remember too much of anything else. I had no desire to read nothing really. But when I got saved, I tell you, I wanted to know more about Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord, like the song says. I tell you, I wanted to find out all I could about him. And I tell you, when I began to seek him and look in the Word of God, he began to feed me. The Scriptures began to get alive to me, and he would speak to me. He was using me, even at that age. I had a next-door neighbor, and I tell you, I was 8, she was 16 years old. And the Lord began to let me speak to her. She would come over and swing us on the swing set. She was our next-door neighbor, living with her parents. And I tell you, I began to talk to her. The Lord would open up my mouth, and I would tell her she was had a bad problem with smoking and the way that she was dressing and things like that. And she had parents that went to church and went to church all the time. And the Lord began to use me to speak to her about things. And she began to get convicted. It was the Lord. And I wasn't pushing nothing on her. I couldn't even help it. It was just coming out. But the Lord will use whom he will. I tell you, sometimes we feel like that maybe we've just gotten too old and we can't really be a work for God. We can't really be used by God, or we're too young. But that's not so. The Lord can use us. All we are is just a messenger. We're a instrument that he will use if we'll yield our instrument, yield our members, yield our bodies unto him, and let him do a work in us. He will deal with precious souls. The need is so great. I tell you, that when you look out on the fields, they're white and ready to harvest, but the labors are few. There's very few people really living it that are saved. And then there's so many, just the very few people that are saved. And the Bible tells us to cry out and spare not. We're to tell the folks. We're to warn people. The Lord has called me to be a watchman and declare what I see. And that's what I see. I see America on its way to hell. I see America going down. They don't have time for God. That won't turn aside. They won't turn out of the way of sin and the path that they're running. They won't go back to the old paths. And they're just like the ones in the Old Testament, just like in the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah. And when he talked about the children of Israel, when they revolted, when they rebelled, and when they turned aside, and when God had to get their attention and bring King Nebuchadnezzar upon them, I tell you, they didn't want to hear it. They said, just prophesy lies unto us, is what they were saying. Just prophesy peace when there's no peace, and don't give us the truth. Just go on. Just get out of the way. Just get out of the path. Don't come our way, and don't speak these type of things. Just give us a flowery sermon. Just give us something that we want to hear, and just tickle our ears and pat us on the back, and just let us do what we want to do, and everything can just be lovely. That's what a lot of the congregation will do. They don't want a real preacher to stand up and really preach and really cry loud and spare not and lift up his voice and sound like a trumpet. I tell you, he starts preaching, they'll run him off. They don't want the truth because the fact they're running in sin, and they want to justify the way that they live. But I promise you, you will not get by with that. I promise you that God will deal with you, and there's a payday for sin, and God does call men to preach. He calls them to be a watchman, to stand upon that wall and get that trumpet and begin to blow the trumpet. The Bible said you blow the trumpet and let them know. Let them preach to them is what he's saying. Preach to them. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and sound doctrine. There's no substitute for preaching the word, whether people want to hear it or not. That's what he told Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, don't worry about the looks on their face and don't worry about those type of things. He said, just preach everything I give you. Don't diminish your word. Just give it to them like I gave it to you, and I will deal with them, and I will deal with their sins, and I will save them if they'll repent. But they won't, then they're going to go down in captivity. They're going to get in trouble, and the Lord will get their attention. He did, and they paid for their sins. There's a payday for sin, my friend, today. There's a payday. There's coming a day where, I tell you, where folks are going to die, and they're going to go to hell if they don't repent of their sins. That's just the truth. If I wouldn't be a real preacher if I didn't preach the truth to you. But I tell you, I must warn you. I must be that watchman. I see an alarm. And I see a need to blow the trumpet today. And I tell you, like I said, we got America on its way down a broken way to hell itself, because we got a church on just about every corner. We have so-called preachers up there preaching and playing and tickling the ears of the people. And they're not preaching a good word of God to them. They're not just preaching it like it's supposed to be, and not swaying, but just giving the word of God to them. But it must be done in love. I'm not talking about getting up there and just condemning people and condemning everybody down to hell. I'm talking about preaching in love. Give the message that God gives you. And when you do that, I promise you, you'll have some that's going to stand it, some that's going to love it, and some that you're going to have some dog lappers. You're going to have some that's going to desire that word, and they're the ones that's going to fight the good fight. There's going to be some that's not going to hear it. They're not going to hear it at all, I tell you. But those are the types of folks that will just cast everything aside. But the ones that are dog lappers, those that really want the truth, they'll hear the message and they'll repent themselves, and they'll begin to look and ask God to, if it's them, to forgive them and help them. But the ones that's really going to, they won't receive it because they're blinded. They want to be blinded and they're dull of hearing. But then you have a time where they can't hear because the fact there's no one preaching the word. I tell you, it's not preached in the demonstration and with power of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. And Paul said that's the way he preached. That's my desire, is to preach in power with the Spirit of God upon me. But today, if you're not saved, you can be. It's very simple. But you got to come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And you got to come and confess your sins to him. Say, Lord, I'm not worthy to be saved. I'm wretched. I'm vile. And Lord, I deserve to go to hell. But Lord, I want to be saved. I want you to forgive me. I will live for you. I give you my life. God, have mercy upon me. I'm not going to let up. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to get off my knees until you save me, until I know I'm saved. And if you'll really stay down there until you know that something's happened to you, and you'll know it, by the way. But I see my time's coming, gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.